Now more of America Weekend. America
Weekend. Alright, music from the video of the day today at DougStefan.com, a bluegrass swing band called the Dust Bowl Revival. Check it out, DougStefan.com.
If I was a bird flying high in the sky, if I was the apple of your eye,
can't keep your feet still on this one.
Oh, but this isn't the beauty of this video.
I know. Well, the story is that they said this song to one of their fans who liked it so much, he invited them to come over to his house and film a video. The fan happens to be Dick Van Dyke, who happens to be featured all through the video dancing along with his wife Arlene. You can, I mean, you listen to it now, it's kind of fun, but you got to see it. You got to see Dick Van Dyke dancing just like he did 50 years ago in Mary Poppins. And you got to see this video of the day.
He is so great.
He's having a good time.
He is having a great time. And he's as funny as he ever was.
He's got great facial expressions.
Yes.
His long, thin face, always good.
And he's just being silly and fun.
Yeah, well, why not? I think we had a little more silly and fun in all of our lives.
How old is he now?
He's
89.
Is he 89?
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I mean, he is dancing up a storm, just like when he was in Mary Poppins and all the movies. He looks great.
Yeah. It is. It's a nice feel that we get to this. It sort of reminds me of... Is this True Confessions time? Can I give you a True Confessions that goes with
this? Please, yeah.
Okay. The other night when I came home, I want to say it was Saturday night. We'd gone to dinner and I came home and I wasn't ready to go to sleep, so I turned on the television and I clicking across the channels and
Golden Girls,
PBS. Now, I've never been a fan of Golden Girls, but I did find something. I like that Libinsky PBS series My Music, and I have ordered some of the music over the years. And last Saturday, they were running the old classic country thing that they've run for years and years and years. And I've seen it, bits and pieces of it, but for some reason I stopped on it. And I was watching Ferlin Husky and some of the great classic, Loretta Lynn, Johnny Cash. So when the pitch came on, when those pitches come on, I just click because they're annoying and they last so long. But I decided as I was listening to the music, I enjoyed it so much, I sent the $150 in for the 4-CD collection.
Wow.
Wah, wah, wah. Do you also own Freedom Rock?
No, but I knew you would get a kick out of that. I don't know. I just felt that it was like 1 o'clock in the morning, and I was really almost 3/4 of the way to sleep. And as a matter of fact, I slept later on Sunday morning than I ever sleep. I got a call, remember the call like 2 or 3 times, where are you, where are you? Because I was going to have breakfast with her. And I slept till 9 o'clock. And
wow,
maybe it was because I listened to that thing. And or maybe it was that I had a whole glass, Richie, of hard apple cider at dinner on Saturday night.
Uh-oh, that'll do it. That'll put you out.
Yeah, right. Anyway, so the point here is to go back to the Dust Bowl revival. Richie, play the beginning of that again. It's so good to hear that sort of thing, that sort of stuff, and the stuff the Jive Aces do. It's just something that, how do you not wrap yourself around it? How does it not make you feel
good?
Well,
this is
good?
More of a bluegrass thing.
Yeah, but bluegrass is fun.
Oh, yeah.
It's a lot of fun.
But the beauty of this, you got to go see Dick Van Dyke. He's so awesome.
The Dust Bowl Revival. All right. How long have they been around, by the way, Kenny?
I'm not sure. I know that they have another video that Kara has a little part in.
Really? Wow, what's that? Sharon.
They were performing at a somewhere she used to work, and she was an intern. And
really?
She and the other interns were singing backup for them.
So she's famous.
Yes, she is.
I'll have to post that too.
Awesome.
All right, our poll today, a reminder, because of the story that we have in there about the dog that was found after 7 years, is your dog chipped? Your dog is not microchipped. You ought to have a microchip. Poll is your dog chipped? Of course, not yet. No, and I don't plan to. What does it mean to have a dog microchipped? I don't have a dog. There are the choices at DougStefan.com.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
This Hall of Famer made his living above the rim, collecting a good part of his 26,000 career points in spectacular fashion. His nickname, the Human Highlight Film.
Baseline drive, Dominic. Oh, my goodness! Did you you see that jam? I don't know how he did that. Dominique, oh my goodness.
So where is Dominique Wilkins now? Neek is the vice president of basketball operations for the Atlanta Hawks, where he spent most of his career. He's also an analyst for all of the Hawks broadcasts. Dominique has his own line of wine, Wilkins Private Reserve. And recently, he and 24 Hour Fitness announced the launching of the Dominique Wilkins Basketball Academy.
Well, the human highlight machine got it cranked up.
And the human highlight film keeps on rolling. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Tired of high cable bills? Disable the cable with MyTV. With packages as low as $19.99 for four rooms, you can't go wrong. 888-759-MYTV.
Welcome to American Biker Minute. Who is at fault in a vehicle-to-vehicle collision? Boils down to just one word. Looking back in front of me. Today on American Biker Minute.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with two free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.
Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minute. The operator is expected to abide by the rules of the road. These rules apply evenly to trucks, cars, motorcycles, bicycles, and pedestrians. Three tests apply to those involved in an accident. The conduct of who caused the accident. Was the person not reasonably careful? Or has someone violated traffic law? A stunting or excessively speeding motorcyclist could easily catch blame, even if the rider is not totally at fault. Carelessness is the number one cause of who is determined to be at fault in a court of law. Remember that and ride safely. American Biker Minute, your best friend in the open road on two wheels.